So I'm out in the middle of the wilderness because I'm on a youth retreat for our parish church. We arrived late last night. That's why I've got bags under my eyes. I wanted to give you a couple of tips when you're having a youth retreat. Our Lady is the strength of evangelization, and we have to put all spiritual activities under her care. So for example, when we have a youth retreat, we pray the rosary on the bus. Why? Consecrate the entire retreat from moment one to the Virgin Mary. We also ask for her protection. Before bed, it doesn't matter what time it is. If it's midnight when the kids are going to bed, everybody in the room, get on your knees if you have good knees. If you don't have good knees, you can sit on your bed or sit somewhere, sit reverently. Everybody in the room before bed, pray the rosary. Why do I say it doesn't matter how tired you are? Because that's real life. A lot of these kids don't have a rule of life. And in religious life, for example, you do your prayers no matter what. If you want to live, you must pray spiritually. St. Alphonsus Liguori says, he who does not pray is damned. So we have to build a good sense of prayer, especially night prayer. In the morning, we wake up early. First thing we do, we're about to go to the rosary. We pray the rosary first thing in the morning. So morning prayer, evening prayer starts with Our Lady, ends with Our Lady. And I'll give you a couple more tips in a minute, but I better get there before I'm the one who's late and I've got a very strict schedule. So I am running late. I'm about 1 minute from being tardy. And so the bosses of the retreat, Claire and Ben, my wonderful assistants, are scolding me. Give me the finger. Unfortunately, not the finger you guys are thinking of. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Okay, so we just wrapped up our rosary. I'm gonna give you some tips to use when you're praying the rosary as a group. At least these are the tips that I use. So first I give a quick catechesis. Why are we praying the rosary? We wanna entrust that Our Lady is with us throughout the entire day. Mary always brings Jesus. The goal of the rosary is that Our Lady can turn us into herself and turn us into Christ. So she's gonna be the one present in the room. Just as we go to Mass and our Lord is really, truly, and substantially present, Our Lady is present in a different way, but she's present when we're praying the Most Holy Rosary. So the first thing that we do after our little short catechesis is we pick an intention. This is very important. You give young people 10 to 20 seconds, maybe even a little longer, to really think of an intention that's dear to their heart. Why do we do this? Because in any large group of people, there's going to be people who are on different levels in their spiritual life, and you're going to want to make sure that they have skin in the game, because maybe they don't want to pray, maybe they're not used to praying, especially a long prayer like the rosary, but when they have something that's dear to their heart, it makes you want to pray. The second tip I have for you when praying a rosary in a group is to give them 10 to 20 seconds to recollect ourselves. Many people forget that the first step to prayer is recollection, recalling to mind that God is present and in the various ways that he's present. He's present in the soul that's in the state of grace. He's present because he's omnipresent. He's holding existence into being. He's present through all the guardian angels that are in the room. Our Lady's present because she's a mediatrix of all grace. So stopping, taking 10 to 20 seconds just to recall that Mary's present, God is present, and we want to do this prayer in their presence. The third tip is give them a little bit of a meditation. It doesn't have to be long, and it doesn't have to be from a book. You can make it up yourself. So for example, Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth. We meditate upon Our Lady greeting her cousin Elizabeth, and we ask you, Blessed Mother, through this mystery, that you can visit us, that we can hear your voice, and we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. So just a little nugget of information, a little mental picture that they can put in their mind to make this meditative. And then finally, the last thing that I recommend is after you pray the rosary, give them some encouragement to walk with Our Lady. Our Lady's present with us. Let's take this recollection into our day through acts of service, through acts of love, through a humble and contrite spirit, through a joyful spirit. Now, it's time for breakfast. So far, we have had an amazing retreat. One of the ways that I'm blessed, that our program is extraordinarily blessed, is we have an exceptional priest. He's a priest after the heart of God. So for example, he drove up here last night. It's about a 2-hour drive. He heard confessions from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m., offered mass. He had to drive back 2 hours for a wedding that he had at 2 p.m. And now he's driving back to hear more confessions. We forget that as much as we want to be great youth ministers, we want to be good parents, without the priest to offer us Jesus, without the priest to hear our confessions, we're hopeless. We're hopeless without the priest. And Our Lady is the mother of vocations. Every vocation that is in the heart of a soul, it's Christ's vocation. But that vocation is born through the Virgin Mary, the mediatrix of all grace. We've had various guest speakers. They're not guests, they're our core members. We've had various core members giving testimonies and little talks. And every single one of them, they said the rosary was critical in their spiritual life. I heard at least 2 or 3 times today from speakers saying, Our Lady does not coexist with sin. Either you'll give up the rosary or you'll give up the sin. And the giving up the sin was only possible because of the power of the rosary. And so we have to get the rosary as a part of our lives, as a part of the lives of our children, of our young people, of our teenagers, if they're going to have a fighting chance to beat the devil and to beat sin. So I encourage you. Yes, is the rosary monotonous? Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Is the rosary difficult? Is the rosary at times dry? Yes. But that's what the spiritual life is. The spiritual life is a life of love. And love has its ups and its downs. And the greater the love, the greater the willingness to sacrifice. So by going through and praying when you don't want to pray, praying at night, praying at morning, that builds virtue, that builds commitment, and that takes you through the various stages of the spiritual life. Real growth begins to happen when you pray when you don't want to, and with a commitment to the daily rosary, especially when you're putting this in the morning, in the evening, in the middle of the day, your spiritual life begins to grow because Our Lady takes you through the various stages of the spiritual life. Now, I have to get back to my group. I just came to my cabin to get some water.
Was adoration actually an hour?
Yeah.
It was an hour.
Yeah. When I woke up this morning, I had a scripture verse in my mind, and it was the one where Jesus says that when an impure spirit is driven out, and that retreats, impure spirits are driven out. He says that the demon flees, and not knowing where else to go, he comes back to the place that he left, and he sees that the house was empty and it swept clean and there's nobody inhabiting it. And that's why the rosary is so important. Because when you pray the rosary on a daily basis, especially when you emphasize this with young people, they need the Virgin Mary to be present in that house, to keep the presence of the Holy Spirit in that house. And when that evil spirit returns with 7 more demons worse than him, they find the Virgin Mary there, and the Virgin Mary looks at them, and they flee. So I am constantly promoting the rosary, and we have to promote it not just once. We have to promote it frequently. And I'm not promoting it in my videos and in my talks and things like that because I'm the rosary guy and because I have a special devotion to this rosary. And it is a special devotion, but I'm constantly promoting it, and you need to constantly promote it because it works. When we promote the rosary, we are echoing the words of the greatest saints. Pray the rosary every day. Pray the rosary every day. Pray the rosary every day. When we promote the rosary and when we pray it, we are echoing the words of the Virgin Mary. We're echoing her words at Lourdes. We're echoing her words at Fatima. We're echoing her words at Akita. Promote the rosary, not just because we should have a devotion to Our Lady, but promote the rosary because it works. And this is the weapon that Our Lady has given us. God bless you. God love you. And we'll see you soon.